I've always described the style as exaggerated realism. You know, what is the energy like in the painting? You know, what emotional response am I looking for from people? You know, is it going to be a more delicate piece or a piece all about the impact or the motion? And that's sort of what I use as the inspiration for the moment. You know, it was really important for me to get this in front of people. You know, they had to see it with their own eyes. They had to see it printed on a medium that they could get excited about. After sort of weighing my options and trying to figure out what exactly I wanted to do, the mall kind of seemed like a perfect fit. It's a dream come true. I mean, this is everything that I've been working for the last 5 years. And to see it materialize like this, and to see so many people get so excited about it and recognize it and see it from across the way and have to come over and introduce themselves, and it's really a perfect situation. The Chiefs, there was something that I had a lot of passion for. I knew that I wanted to include them somehow, started producing a weekly painting. The initial Chiefs Kingdom piece, that was a huge first step. And then I got to actually work with the Chiefs. You know, it seems like every opportunity just it somehow involves the Chiefs. And now, since I've been able to look back on this, you know, they've been fans, they've been supportive this entire time. I have a number of different favorites. They probably mean something different to me than they do for most people. I would say the Nigerian Nightmare piece up here is probably one of my favorites.
He's past the 10, he's past the 5, he chucks in, touchdown! Unbelievable! An incredible run by the Nigerian Nightmare!
The perspective that I wanted to speak from as an artist, I think I figured a lot of that out during that piece. So it's always going to have a special place in my heart.
He's got a touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Kansas City!
The Chiefs seem to be collecting a lot of pretty electric players, and I would say players that are going to be probably very fun to paint. You know, Jamal Charles is a lot of fun to paint. DeAnthony Thomas is a lot of fun to paint. I would say it probably wouldn't be long before you get a Jeremy Maclin piece. As long as they keep on stacking players like that, I'll be a happy guy.